Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to the WordPress Way, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo!
Woo! And we're here for another WordPress Way. And I'm your host for today's podcast, Abba Takor. And I'm so excited about today's podcast. We have some wonderful people in the studio with us. We've got Harry, Krupa, Birgit, and Toby. I'm going to go to them so you can just hear a little bit more about who they are, what WordPress teams they work with, and where they're calling from today. So I'm Abba, and I'm from London. And I'm going to go, first of all, to Krupa.
Hello, I'm Krupa from India, and I work with Tasty.
Thank you, Krupa. And I'm going to go to Hari Shankar next.
Hello, I'm Hari from Kochi, India, and I work for the community team.
Thank you, Hari. Over to Toby.
Hello, I'm Torbjörn Fjellner, but all call me just Toby. That's the simple way. I'm Swedish, live in Spain, and currently actively looking for a job. I contribute mostly to the Polyglots team and the support team.
Thank you, Toby. And now we go to Birgit.
Hi, I'm Birgit Olsen from Germany, and I'm currently spearheading the DIB working group within the WordPress community. I'm also part of the mentorship program contributing team.
And I'm just going to get you to say what the working group is, because you gave us lovely initials for it. Just could you tell us what they stand for?
DEIB stands for Diversity, Equity, Inclusion and Belonging.
Aren't they wonderful things? And it's so good to always actually remember what they stand for. And so you won't be surprised that we're going to be talking about diversity, inclusion, feeling that you belong, and how WordPress can actually be a really inclusive and encouraging environment. So stay with us for the rest of the show and find out how you too could be joining what we're going to be talking about, the Contributor Mentoring Program. Now, you're all wondering, that's a really, really long name, the Contributor Mentorship Program for WordPress. That's exhausting, just even trying to get its whole name in. But this program is very special. It is a way for people who are thinking about being part of WordPress. And yes, WordPress, that's the open source things. That means that we can be part of it. If you want to be part of it, this program is there to help you. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, and you've heard from where our panelists are coming from today, that it is able to be helped to, if you're a mentor, so you can help the program, or as a mentee, you can also be helped by the program, and you can be anywhere in the world. And on that point, I'm going to go straight to Harry. Now, Harry, you and I have collaborated together for very many, many years over WordPress translation, community events, marketing, releases, and I think I've lost count. And I know this is something that is very close to your heart. Why is it that people need a mentorship program? Surely WordPress is open source and inclusive and therefore wouldn't need that. But can you tell us a bit more about its importance for this program?
Absolutely. Thank you, Abba. So the birth of this mentorship program goes back to some research that I did as part of my work. I contribute full-time to WordPress, and a lot of my work is involved in improving the contributor experience of WordPress. I also manage a program called Five for the Future. So I was trying to find out what helps our contributors or what blocks our contributors from doing the best. And as part of this, somewhere in late 2022 and early 2023, I did a lot of research on this. I spoke with a bunch of contributors. I read so many P2 posts. And I essentially did quite a bit of research. And my finding, which I've shared in a blog post in the Make Project blog, was that a big gap in WordPress contributor onboarding is lack of mentorship. So WordPress has a reasonably good onboarding process at this time, but it has gaps. It's easy for somebody to start their contribution journey. They can register for their profile and they can create a Slack account. which itself has some barriers. But once they are there, it may not be straightforward for them to start contributing. At least this was the finding that I found in my research. And I heard, the feedback that I heard from multiple folks was that they would have loved to have a mentor. So this is where this program starts. And this is where, personally, I also think that we need mentorship. Because, and again, I heard this from so many veteran contributors as well. A lot of our successful contributors in the project, they were able to become successful because they had support in the form of mentorship. So in early 2023, I sort of revitalized the contributor working group of the community team, which was already present in 2021, but they had sort of gone inactive during the pandemic. So that group came back and we together started working towards creating a pilot program of the mentorship program that we have today. And that is where things started.
So this experimental mentorship program, your first cohort was in the summer of 2023 and we're a year on. And how many people have now been through the program, Harry? How many mentees have you had?
So we have had around 100 mentees, really. The actual number would come close to around 90, to be precise. So we had 13 mentees in the first cohort, of which 11 graduated in the sense that we had set some requirements for these mentees. So these mentees completed that. For the second cohort, which was just held alongside WordPress 6.5 in February, March 2024, we had just over 50 mentees, of which around 44 mentees graduated. When I say graduated, they made active contributions to the WordPress project. We had set some guidelines. So these 44 people graduated. And these folks are continuing to make active contributions to the WordPress project at this point.
And how about mentors?
So in the first cohort, we had around a 1-to-1 mentor ratio. So for the 13 mentees, we had a mentor each. And we had some other folks supporting the program as facilitators. For the second cohort, we decided to be a little more efficient based on the feedback that we heard as part of our chat. So we had around 28 mentors supporting 52 mentees. And the mentorship was not exactly one-to-one. We had some projects. So we had some groups of folks who teamed together to work on projects. For instance, there was a team working on creating community themes for WordPress. There was a team testing WordPress 6.5, of which Kripa was a part of. And we had some of those teams and some of those projects going on. So that was the number.
So from that, really, it is a sense, as with everything in WordPress, is that we evolve and the schemes and the projects and the initiatives just develop further to fit the need that is there, which is a great way of doing that. And I think, you know, heading towards 100 mentees is a brilliant target. And the mentees that you've had, have you covered most of the continents, or do they tend to be concentrated in a few geographical areas?
We have, and I'm just quoting this number off the top of my head. The actual number might be different. We have folks from 25 countries and around 26, 27 different nationalities. So we did have a slice of the entire world in this mentorship program. And our goal was to be as diverse as possible. And speaking of diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, DIB, we actually had a scholarship for LGBTQI plus folks as part of this program. And we had around 6 mentees who received the scholarship. So this program was a volunteer-driven program, but 6 mentees, they actually received a small scholarship of $500 to be a part of this program. So that was another action that was done to support this program to be as diverse and inclusive as possible. If you ask me if that is perfect, my answer would be no. I mean, our project always needs to be more diverse, and I very strongly believe in that. So we will continue to have diversity first, and having folks like Birgit in our working group as our active facilitators really helps us achieve that goal.
And yes, we're all wanting that greater inclusion and also the understanding of what that inclusion means and understanding different cultures, nuances of language, but also what people actually need to help them directly be part of it. So I'm going to go over to Krupa, because Krupa's been one of the mentees and has really enjoyed working in that field. So Krupa, how long have you been involved in WordPress as a tool?
If I would say Like, I am in touch with WordPress since 2015, where I started just my journey as writing just a blog. And eventually I, you know, landed a job where I work on WordPress based project. And so it has been almost 7+ years now.
And had you contributed to WordPress before joining this mentorship program?
Yes, I contributed, but I had not idea that I had contributed. So I really had no idea how to contribute and what are the straightforward steps I would know. But when I started working with WordPress in 2015, I had a few folks in my company. They used to actively contribute in the WordPress project. But I had not clarity from where to start and what materials should I follow, what posts should I follow. So initially, it looked too overwhelmed for me. And there was a time where I, you know, left it out and I thought it is not a cup of my tea and I wouldn't be able to do anything. And then it continued and I became a mother and there was a career gap and things happened like that way. But somewhere it was pinching me that why I cannot do that. Everybody is able to doing this, but I am not able to doing this. So after my career break, it was like I was completely ready with, you know, the full on energy. And I had not attended any WordCamp so far. So I just started attending WordCamp last year only. And there I saw the people, how they are enthusiastic. It gave me the inspiration. And this is how I came to know Pooja Dheerashri. And I had one-to-one talk with her. And I just shared that, you know, I want to contribute, but I am not sure where to start. And there she mentioned that, you know, just join the core testing or whatever the team that you are interested in and just start observing the things. And I just joined those few channels on Slack and I was just in a passive mode. And there is a bi-weekly chat happen for test team. And there that announcement post is coming. And I just read through that post and it clicked me like this is something that I want. I filled up the form and I was not sure if I will be selected or not. But I was really hopeful that, you know, somehow I should be selected. And this, and after the mentorship program, it has just opened a door for me. I am more confident and I just really enjoyed how the people are working, how the culture is. And I would say this is the best thing happened to me in 2024.
Well, I think if anyone was on the cusp of applying for this program, after listening to you talking, I think they'll be filling in applications all over the place now. So that was very inspiring. And thank you, Krupa, for taking the time to share that today as well.
Thank you.
So, Krupa, you've carried on contributing since you've finished the program as well. And do you think that you will now have more confidence to try and discover more teams or even have a better idea of what it is that you want to specialize in WordPress in the future?
I would love to continue to work with a test team only because I want to, you know, be with them. And this is what interests me more. But definitely, if there is something that, you know, interests me, I will definitely try those things. But yes, test team would be my first choice.
Thank you. And it's a great team to be part of. And if you want to know more about testing, we talk about it regularly on the show. We do the release podcast. But you can join any of the release parties. For any releases that we have during a year, we tend to have 4. And you can actually test some of the things and the changes. And it's a great introduction to then becoming part of the test team as well. So thank you for sharing that, Krupa. And I'm now going to go to Toby. Because Toby, you've been supporting Polyglots for as long as I can remember. So probably way before that too. When did you actually start giving that support to Polyglots?
Okay, so my history is like this. I started using WordPress back in around 2011. I moved from Moscow, where I was working, to Sultanate of Oman, and that was in 2004. And then I started blogging on a different platform about my life in Oman, what it is like. And being Swedish, I was, of course, blogging in Russian because I wanted my old colleagues to be able to read this. But at some point, I figured that this could be interesting to other friends as well. So I created a trilingual blog in Swedish, English, and Russian. And I migrated these things over to my own WordPress installation. And then I noted that some of the parts of the theme I was using weren't translated. So, I figured out how to do it. And I sent these things to the theme developer so he could include these translations in the theme. And that was, of course, fun. And then I continued looking a bit into this, but it all really took off around 2015, 2016, when things had changed a bit, and now translations were living on our own translation platform for WordPress.org. And I started contributing a little bit, and much quicker than I realized what was happening, I found myself being not only one of the, but the only general translation editor for Swedish. But okay, that was fun. I was lucky to quickly find some more people who were translating with good quality. And now we have a small but team that works. And I started paying a bit more attention to what was happening in the Polyglots team globally. And just about this time, one of the main contributors on the Polyglots team, she got a different job and she just disappeared. She dumped this on me. And ever since then, I have been pivotal point around which Polyglots kind of happens. A bit to my surprise, but okay, it's fun. And I still try to help other people to step forward, to take more space. So I'm not running the weekly meetings, for instance, but still, yeah, helping and helping others to help.
And I think, Toby, that's the key message, isn't it? Because you've been a mentor in both cohort one and two, and that idea of helping others to help is really crucial because you're empowering. And is the mentorship program to you, what difference has it really made? And why do you give your time to it?
I see that it is very important because we are doing voluntary contributions and life changes. People can contribute for a while, then they disappear. Someone may come back, someone may not come back. And therefore, we need to always have new people coming in for this to be a project that can survive, which is what we want. And therefore, I think that one very important aspect is discoverability. It should be easy to figure out that, yes, you're using WordPress and it is a gift from a huge team of tens of thousands of people to you to use for free. And if you want to give back, you are more than welcome. And there are literally hundreds of ways to do that. Some things are a bit easier to make discoverable, like, yes, this plugin is also available in these and these languages that you know. And if you want to help contributing more translations, this is where to go. That is the main way we find new contributors to translation to Polyglots. So I'm very grateful for that possibility. Recently, the theme for the plugin directory changed ever so slightly, and this little thing suddenly became almost invisible, but we're trying to fix that. And I'm thinking around what we could do in different areas to make different ways of contribution more visible, because it's very important that people understand and feel that you don't need to be able to code to do a good contribution. There are some more other things we can do, like you just heard it from Krupa as well. So I have been mentoring a lot. And when we started talking about having a more structured program, of course, I joined that discussion and try to help the bit I can with ideas, and also mentoring on those parts where I am able to mentor. So it has been fun, and I continue mentoring with or without this program. But it's very good to have it more visible. That's great. So I'm thankful to Heidi for that.
And I know, as Harry said in other things already, that mentoring did happen before this program started. And there's lots of informal mentors. I think I had at one point 12 mentors over 3 years. And it's lovely to see them now actually doing very well, successfully, both in WordPress and in their careers. Those informal mentorship relationships can carry on. But this program just makes it a little bit easier to find and makes it open to many more people. I'm going to bring in a quote from one of the other mentees on the last cohort, Adesh Akshat, who is not able to join us live today. But I wanted to share some of his comments in this program, and you'll be able to read a lot more of them in the post that will accompany this podcast as well. And his comment, and I'll read it to you, is that he said, at the end, it doesn't matter whether a mentee has full understanding about WordPress and what does different things. You can be associated with it for many years, but this mentoring program reveals many teams, their efforts, and most importantly, how small efforts turn into big help. And that was astonishing for every one of us. Adesh had been trying to get involved for 2 years, and he'd always hesitated toward trying new things because he wasn't quite sure if that's where he should be or what he should be trying to do. So it was lovely that he found this project. And he continues in his quote saying that his involvement through doing the mentorship program meant he learned what would have taken him 6 to 10 WordCamps and seminars for 2 years. He learned it through the mentorship program. And that's just amazing.
Yeah, I would want to say that one very important thing that we get with this program is this thing about taking a first step, daring to go into this and look a bit closer. What is this? Can I contribute? Can I learn something new? Can I get new friends? And surprisingly enough, the answer to all of this is, yes, you can. And it's easy.
Absolutely. I'm going to go to Birgit now. And Birgit, not only have you been involved with the project as a mentor, but also in some of the documentation that Krupa talked about as well, that you do alongside Harry as well. But this project, obviously, it has improved discoverability of the teams. Has it actually also addressed some of the barriers to getting started and to discovering what you actually need to know to get involved?
Yeah, I would say the mentorship program accelerated really the discoverability because it was more present that there is one form of onboarding, especially with the idea of having someone who has really a deep involvement within the community. But I would also love to see that local meetup groups, but also regional WordCamps or other WordPress events piggyback on that and include some form of mentorship guidance within during their events, because especially local meetup groups are also a form of contributing to WordPress, but also the most people are already getting more involved within WordPress or that is their most entry point. On the other hand, having events is also difficult to attend for everyone. Not everyone is really fond of the idea to join an uncertain situation or an unknown group, and the barrier to join some groups, which can help people with who are more introverted, makes more difficult to them to join. So, but the beauty of the mentorship program is there. We are here to lend you a hand and be some of your travel companion through the WordPress ecosystem, and to find ways where you can fit in. So do you feel comfortable in? And as Toby already mentioned, it's you don't need to know how to code to contribute to WordPress, and also you don't need to be very technical. So as long as you know how to use WordPress, there's your entry point to give something back to the project. But I think it's also really helpful to grow. I use WordPress since its first release. I was dabbling and jiggling around with different CMS back in the days when I was growing my 5 children. This was my hobby when the kids were in bed. And I joined officially the community as an active part of contributed in 2012 by translating WordPress into German. So I was maintaining the German translation, and we needed to do two different versions, one the informal and formal one. But during all these years, I'm still one of the people who will maintain the local WordPress site, but also mentoring on local level. I was also part of the global Polyglots mentor team back in the days, like Toby. And so mentoring is always part of my contribution story. So, and it is really important that we give the torch towards also younger generations. And I hope that this mentorship group also evolves more, that we find ways how can we make the or bring the enthusiasm also to younger generations, because we are all growing older with WordPress turning 21. So it's really important that we document and bring more entry points into the project and make the entry points more visible. So not everything is really accessible from the main WordPress.org page. And also what I also want to add to that is currently the main documentation is only in English, and it's not language accessible for other communities. So there are currently some projects working and working groups on to bring the project documentation or software documentation towards the local communities. So if you're interested into documenting or translating content, so you're very welcome to join that and help to bring that. And also for discoverability and onboarding, we have a great team that creates training material on learn.wordpress.org, where you also can learn a lot how to contribute, but also more about the software itself. And this is a multidimensional training approach and also entry points. And it's also very welcome to translate those videos and subtitles. So, and that is my hope also with this podcast series to create more awareness and raise more awareness where we have some barriers. The first that I mentioned was the barrier for language accessibility, but we need also to improve our entry points for neurodivergence. So not everyone is able to comprehend this overwhelming content. And so from this perspective, there's a lot of room of improvement. And and as I said, we are growing older, and also we are getting more people on board, maybe, which are going to be retiring and want to explore new hobbies. So we need to make sure that also elderly people are able to express their own passion online. So, and that is also part of our contributing group, that we make sure that also the documentation is more digestible and accessible for every generation. So, and that we get more channels, like learning channels, picked on. Yeah.
And as learn.wordpress.org increases in what it's doing, and we featured this in a number of podcasts recently, and we're going to be coming back to that in a future podcast. So if you are listening to this and you think, actually, I could help, there are so many avenues where you can actually make a difference. There's already documentation for this program being translated into Spanish. And that's just one of the various languages. I know some of the mentees who've come out now want to create the local language pack for their documentation for the program, because they want to see other people in their local communities be able to benefit. And that is just so wonderful. So if you are listening to this and you think, how do I do that? How do I volunteer? I want to specifically be able to do this. I know the person who will tell us. So, Harry, I'm going to come back to you. If people want to get involved in translation, or to be a mentee, or apply to be a mentor, what is their next step?
Excellent question, Abba. So if anybody wants to contribute, they can start right away. All they need to do is to go to that the blog of the team that they want to contribute and start. But as we've been discussing, we do have this mentorship program, and we have a next cohort coming up. So the next cohort of the mentorship program, especially if you are somebody who is looking for mentorship and this one-to-one or one-to-many support that we've been talking about in this podcast, do keep an eye out, and we will have an announcement that will come out around August to September 2024 in a couple of months. So our working group is actively working on building this program. Again, like everything in WordPress, this program is being built in public. There's a working group which meets once every month to chat about the ideas. And if you'd like to, you know, get some behind the scenes action, you can follow our chats. Look for the tag hashtag WP Contributors in the Make Community blog. In fact, we have a chat coming up soon. So for anybody who wants to get mentorship and join the next cohort, we don't have a call for applications yet, but if you're interested, you can just ping me. My username is Harishankar at HARISHANKER. You can just ping me. You can just DM me in my Make WordPress Slack. I'm a little behind on my Make WordPress Slack things, but I'll definitely get back to you. And I will make sure that when the application is out, you have a link to it. So the application is going to be out around August. And I can definitely share with you all that we are looking at expanding mentorship in WordPress. So we have these cohorts, which is great. And an idea which, incidentally, Toby, who is in this call with us, shared with the group, is to have on-demand mentorship for WordPress. And that is something our group is looking into. So we don't know when it is going to happen, but hopefully in the next few months, or maybe sometime even next year, we will have a system where anyone who is coming into WordPress and is looking for mentorship can find a mentor directly through a pool of mentors. So that is something our group is looking forward to building. We will still continue to have these cohorts ongoing. So there will be a cohort alongside WordPress 6.7 in October, November 2024. And as I mentioned, the call for application for that will be out around August, September. So
thank you, Harry. We like to make it easy on this show as much as possible for people to actually get involved. So in the podcast story and the page, as it comes out, you will see some of the links that have been mentioned, including to the make.wordpress.org/community pages, which is where a lot of this information will be published. And also, we'll ask Harry to make sure he sends us the link as soon as the cohort opens, and we will also feature that on our page, because we know not everybody's on Slack. Not everybody has yet understood how to use that because it's not easy. And we want to try and remove as many barriers as possible. So stick with Do The Woo, where we are, as Birgit talked about, going to be there to help you in terms of being your friend through these journeys. And if you've been inspired by these mentors that we've had on the show today, and you have a story of your own to share, we will be doing a follow-up to this in the autumn when the third cohort is actually going through, and we're collecting already stories from different mentees to include in our blog. So if you think, actually, you haven't mentioned this and it's really crucial and this is what I've gained, then you know what you have to do. You have to send me a message and I will love to include it. So you can contact me on Do The Woo Twitter or Facebook, but you can also contact me on Nonstop News UK or on the Make WordPress Slack. So we do want to hear from you. We are very determined to try and get a voice from the different places that mentees have come from. And we appreciate that it's not always easy to join a podcast. So we're finding ways to make sure that we include things in a different way too and help people get involved. I'm going to go back now to Krupa, because Krupa, I'm intrigued. From your testing work that you've been doing through the contributor program, have you learned skills that you're going to use back in your workplace or in your community, or even in terms of helping your family think about what their aspirations might be? Because I know as a mentor, I've tried to use some of the things that I've learned to help the next generation and people who've come in from as a retirees. So I mean, love to hear your input on this.
Yes, through this mentorship program, the main thing that I learned is how to work on collaborative environment, and which is very much important when you are working with the people across the globe. So I never worked with the people throughout the globe. I just, like during my office hours, I have the people who are working within the same time zone. Now, when you are working with the global team, you have to respect the time zone. You need to understand the responsibility that you are given. But at the same time, if you are asking the question, like you are asking the question in your daytime and you will be receiving the answer in your when it is night for you. So the thing that I learned is collaboration and building a patience. Like I especially learned that part, that you have to be patient while someone is answering your question. And you need to figure it out how to work in this environment. So remote work is okay. Like most of the people are working remotely. But there is a thin line. There is a thin difference between the remote work and async culture. So you have to respect those things. So yes, teamwork, collaboration, and taking a patience. That is what I learned throughout this mentorship program.
And it is about understanding the other people that we work with. And that is the same if you're working with international companies in your day job or evening job, whatever. But it is also the same applies to people who have been in WordPress for a long time. And it can be, if you're used to working in a particular time zone, just taking the time to realize that not everybody might be doing that. And they might not be seeing something until a couple of days later, because for some of us, this all happens in our own time. Ask this question both to Krupa and to Harry, and I'll come back to Toby and Birgit as well on the same thing. Ardesh, who's one of the mentees that we've talked about, he felt in particular that the mentorship program made contributing to WordPress more efficient and effective, and it made a better use of the time he had to rather than just sit through lots and lots of Slack messages, lots of meetings that he didn't necessarily know or was actually wanting to contribute to. It made him much more effective in using the time that he had. And I think that's a crucial point, because a lot of people, some can feel disillusioned because they've gone to upteen meetings and not felt they've actually learned anything or found a way in. So how does a mentorship program actually make that more efficient? Harry, I'll come to you first on that.
So We designed this mentorship program with a lot of thought. So this program has had several months of thought and brainstorming, and I would say collective brainstorming. So Toby mentioned that he shared some ideas. He's actually shared a lot of ideas. So a lot of what you see in the program today comes from ideas like from folks like Toby. So based on all the ideas that we had, we tried to structure it. So the first cohort was mostly an experiment. We had a structure where we started with, in the first 2 weeks, we taught folks about the WordPress project, on what it means to be a contributor. And in the next 2 weeks, they were slowly onboarded to the team. We iterated a bit for the next cohort. So in the next cohort was slightly longer. We went on for about 6 weeks. And in the first week, but we wrapped it up mostly in the first week, we had that project onboarding where folks got a good idea about the project. So that was what we focused on. But then we focused on the actual contributor journey. So once folks had an idea about the project, we gave them dedicated content on the actual contribution. And this is where mentors really helped, especially for the second cohort. So mentors are folks like Toby and Birgit. They really knew. They've been with the project for a while, so they really know what it takes to contribute efficiently. So their guidance really helped. And we had something which we did better in the second cohort. We asked our folks to create a plan for themselves. So we gave them a document framework, and folks were asked to sort of write down the plans. How do they want to contribute in these 6 weeks? What are the goals that they want to achieve? So we asked them to do that brainstorming. Not all mentees did it. And we had, in fact, quite a few mentees who were successful despite not having a plan. But I think creating that structure and providing that guidance, it really helped. And the entire program, as I had a schedule, folks mostly knew what they are going to work on each week. And we had specific projects in this case. So we had groups of projects, and some folks were contributing individually, but we also had folks working on these projects which had leads. So when somebody was in the cohort and contributing, they knew what they were doing. They had a very good idea about what they will be working on. So that specificity, I think, helped quite a few of our mentees. And as the program wrapped up, we asked folks to create a 30, 60, 90 day plan for what they want to do after the program wraps up. So they created that plan, and we, in fact, nudged a lot of folks to join the 6.6 cohort. And the other part of this mentorship program was that in addition to their own contributions, our mentees got an inside view of the WordPress 6.5 release process. So I think that was a key part of our program, which led to our success. And going back to the specificity and the structure that I was referring to. So they got to be in that, and they got to be a part of release processes, release parties. They got to contribute. And in the end, we had around, my numbers might be slightly off, but we had at least 16 to 17 mentees contributing to WordPress, and one of our mentees was a noteworthy contributor. So overall, the short answer to your question is structure, clarity, and specificity. So those were the three keywords that made sure that these folks were able to contribute efficiently and effectively.
Thank you, Harry. And Birgit, as we're wrapping up our podcast for today, I wanted to really ask you about how mentees can have an ongoing support through the work that the DEIB group does.
Thank you for that question, Abba. The DEIB working group is aimed for be like an umbrella to the whole WordPress.org project, and it tackles different approaches. The main point is to act as an bridge between teams on a level that you can, how to access teams, but also to understand culture differences so that you can get more awareness how to approach a global community where several cultures and historical backgrounds are clashing together. It's sometimes also have some kind of formal conflicts or like mediating between long-term contributors who are very in their processes and maybe oversee that someone who has a newer approach or is feeling a bit lost, so that we can lend them a hand, but also to make sure that the community code of conduct is also well established within the contributing process, to raise awareness for this, that we are very fond of this, that we want to make everyone feel included and also make feel to be also belonging, but also that we make sure that the needs are met. We have the accessibility team, which is really desperate in to raising awareness that the software needs to be more accessible. But also we want to make sure that WordPress events are inclusive and accessible as possible. But also giving some form of training. We are currently working on ways how to incorporate special dedicated training for contributors to the project to understand the personal biases someone may have. And we all have biases towards religion or cultures or personal way of living. So, and we can't eliminate everything, but we can raise awareness and be more conscious about how we interact with each other on a global level. And as Akrupa also said, it is really important to understand what it means to join a community on a global level. So it is difference between the local communities and the global communities. But also to say, we have ways to contribute and we want to support everyone. And not to forget to mention, we have also speaker trainings still, even if our fellow community member Jill Binder currently has a break from the project after 10 years of actively contributing to the WordPress project. But also the training material exists and we are working still on that. So you can also get some more supportive training and documentation on that, how to contribute to a team. And you are learning a lot also for your personal life and your work life for that.
Thank you, Birgit. I think the key thing is that there is so many ways to learn and so many ways to find things. And I'm going to ask each and every one of you to come up with one word to describe the value of this kind of mentoring, support, buddying. So I'm going to go to you first, Harry.
My word is growth.
Krupa. My word is confidence.
Birgit.
My word is compassion.
Toby.
Cooperation.
And I think I'll finish that with hope. Programs like this give us hope, give us all the things that these people have talked about today. And we really want to hear your story too. So if you've been listening to this and you think, I want to help in this way, or this would help my community, it is really important. Get in touch. As you know, with this show, we also travel around the globe to find what's happening in WooCommerce and what developers are doing. So if you've got a story and we haven't been to your country recently, do get in touch and we will make sure the process of getting involved is as easy as possible for you and that we reduce the amount of barriers that are there. That remains for me to say thank you to everybody who's joined us today. If you haven't thought about being a mentor or a mentee yet, you've got plenty of time. Keep bookmark our podcast page and we'll make sure we have the links for you. And we're just so excited about this program. So catch you next time on The WordPress Way. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, Bob WP here, and I'd like to thank you again for tuning into The WordPress Way. If you're not subscribed, just visit dothewoo.io/subscribe or find us on your favorite pod player. And remember, you can always subscribe to any of our shows individually or hear them all on the full Do The Woo channel feed. And lastly, we always welcome your thoughts, insights, and feedback on all of our episodes. just head over to dothewoo.io and leave a comment. Until the next time.